Mary Tudor famously said that when, after her death, her heart should be cut open, you would find the word Calais inscribed there. I sometimes think, in a similar vein, were my heart to be cut open after my death, you would find the Time Out review of my first radio sitcom printed on it. Mary did not enjoy a memorable once-in-a-lifetime holiday in the French northern coastal town, nor did her husband propose to her on its scenic waterfront, nor was it the final destination ticked off her bucket list. No. Calais had been held by the English for nearly 200 years. Its loss represented a devastating blow for the dual monarchy of Mary and her unpopular Spanish husband. It was a low, low point in her life. And as you have no doubt discerned, my own Time Out critique was not exactly glowing in its terms. It's telling that on her deathbed, Mary focused on loss and failure. She might legitimately have chosen to recall the glorious early days of her reign, when loyal Britons rose up in her defence against the usurping Lady Jane Grey. But she didn't. No one remembers the good reviews. I certainly don't. Someone once said, "Praise is always personal. Rejection almost never is." It might have been me that said it, but it seems too profound and wise a truism to have originated in my head, but I can't find another source for it, so let's pretend it was me. Rejection emails follow certain formats. Do any of these sound familiar to you? We enjoyed your story, but it's not quite right for us. The standard of submissions was incredibly high. You have not been successful on this occasion. I just didn't feel passionate enough about it to want to take it further. We liked your play, but I'm afraid it has not been shortlisted. Sod off and stop wasting my time. Did you spot the odd one out? I'll wager you haven't received a rejection that was needlessly insulting and aggressive. All of those so-called excuses are valid. If the tone was wrong for the publication, if the agent didn't feel that tingle, if the competition readers were spoilt for choice, none of that reflects on your work. They're not saying it was wrong, just not right for them. It's nothing personal. But when someone tells you your play made them cry, or they stayed up till 2 a.m. because they couldn't put your book down, or they embarrassed themselves by laughing out loud at your flash on the tube, that's as personal as it gets. A total stranger contacted me on Twitter recently to tell me how much they liked a short story of mine. I'm choosing to think about that tweet a lot. It's not quite engraved on my heart yet, but I am seriously thinking of getting it tattooed on my arm.